If an artist could be a superhero, it would be Lin. Her superhero name is Cray Cray. And some people think it's not just because she loves crayons. She loves to draw. She draws when she's bored. She draws when she's nervous. She draws when she's feeling sad. Lin lives in a fantasy world of drawings. And she's damn good. Her uncanny superpower is that her crayon drawings to come to life. She can draw a doorway, a bridge, bungee cord, robot, gorilla, dinosaur, car, or anything. Like the other super case, she is learning how to use and control her powers, which very often can save the day. But they can also create chaos. Her artistic creations aren't always in her control, and she never knows for sure how they will behave. Lin is a kind, gentle, innocent, sweet, mystical, a five-year-old hippie. Lin is Asian.
Not long ago, if you wanted music, you had to save up your pocket money, take a trip to the local record shop, and lovingly leaf through its racks. Now it's almost all free, instant and infinite, and our relationship with music has changed forever. We all know what the alleged future of music will look like. The record industry will be reduced to a smoldering ruin. The album replaced by endless individual songs, and the music rendered pretty much worthless by the fact that it's universally free. Empty record shops will be overrun with weeds, and old CDs will be used as coasters. Your Madonnas, U2s, and the Coldplays will prosper. But for anyone further down the list, the idea of making much of a living will be a non-starter. That is accepted wisdom, at least. Some of it will probably prove to be true.